Hello, this is the Bishop. If you don't know me, I host predominantly in GWA and recordings, a little bit of GWA backstage and PTA. And Lil Mama, or your little slut, posted a questionnaire and wanted some of her good old pals over in GWA to record and post it. So here goes, nothing. Food. Turkey, tofurkey, ham, or Taco Bell, what is on your Thanksgiving table? Are you traditional or starting the new wave of Chinese takeout for Thanksgiving? I love a good, enormous, traditional Thanksgiving dinner. My favorite is ham over turkey, but I love turkey and stuffing, and as I grew older, I realized how much I love the sweetness of cranberry sauce. In our family, we like to put croissants, like those Pillsbury Doughboy croissants on the table. So it is one of my favorite holidays for sure. But we love to stick with traditional food. Around the table, you can have anyone alive at your Thanksgiving table. Brock, Jennifer Lawrence, a certain PTA, GWA member. Tell us who would be stuffing their face around your table this time of year. Okay. If there's anybody that I would probably have at the table, I'll name like two people from GWA. Bourbon Neat, because I feel like he would be super jolly. And Glashium, because reasons. other than that, I would probably love to sit with, goodness, I don't know. Bill Nye the Science Guy, because I can't even imagine how many amazing talks about science we would have. And Michelle Rodriguez, because I have a huge crush on her. Pie. That's the third question. Pie. Are you a diehard apple pie connoisseur? Is it a sacrilege to eat something other than pumpkin? Are you the weirdo who brings cake to Thanksgiving? Does this question not apply to you because you're an alien? Well, that's racist. No. I love pie. I love, apple crisp, which is like hot apple pie and then, vanilla. My family is really, really into pumpkin pie. My dad thinks it's sacrilege, but hey, I will eat just about anything. And pecan pie is delicious, but nobody in my family but me will eat it. And they're not going to buy a whole pie just for me because they obviously hate me. alcohol. What's more American than beer and football? Are you a hard cider fan, 20 years sober, that cousin who always drinks too much? Let us know what you're drinking or not drinking this season. So my family is actually a little judgy when it comes to alcoholic drinks. Funny enough, I would love it if we had cider this year. I could use a cider tomorrow because it's going to be intense and it's delicious and goes with everything. And I do love beer. I love a good ale. Dark ale, pale ale, doesn't matter. You assume power in your country and get to make up your very own holiday. What is it? A holiday dedicated to you? Audios, beards, what is it? And how do you celebrate? I was just thinking of this today. One of those holidays would be without any type of consequence, a retail person gets to behave exactly as they want to. If, there's just a day where retail people go about doing their jobs, but if you're being a total cunt master flex, they can tell you about yourself. One whole day. So, I would wish that into existence. The second holiday would be solely dedicated to giving your lady head. It would be a day of head. It would be a great day, and we hope you come. A holiday sex. Romantic, inevitable, because it's cold, overrated, just like any other sex. Eyeing that turkey kind of hard, aren't we? Giggity. No, I think that Thanksgiving sex is kind of weird. I mean, like, if you're doing it prior to going to the parents to kind of relieve the stress, and, you and your significant other just don't really get along with your parents all that well, I totally support that. If you haven't had sex during New Year's, you're doing it wrong. It's awesome. New Year's sex is the best. Never had sex on Christmas, I think. Black Friday. Satan's asshole for workers. A decent way to save money. Tell us if you're lining up at the cash register or watching the assholes sheeple from a live feed from your couch. I understand how wonderful the Black Friday sales events are. You're not working it, and it sucks. It sucks a whole lot, and I wish that I weren't. And I think that it's okay. I wish that we would acknowledge that there's a whole day where people don't shop. And maybe I'm a little bit biased because of how long I've been around that industry. But I think it's a crock of shit. And the worst thing about it, and I'm not saying that I work for them, because I don't, but the fact that Macy's is opening up at 6 p.m. is disgusting. And anybody who is going to those stores after dinner, I hope that you realize that once you digest that turkey within 6 hours, I hope that you have to poop real bad and there's nowhere to poop. I wish that upon you. Bitter! Anyway, flash challenge. You have a turkey baster, 2 cans of cranberry sauce, and a bag of marshmallows. Integrate those 3 items into a very mini, sweet, sexy audio in 3, 2, 1. Baby. Baby, I'm ready. No. Put the marshmallows on the counter. Yeah, I bought the cranberry sauce, but honey, I'm ready. I know we wanted to just go to the insemination bank, but I want you to take this turkey baster. And I want you to, hey, best in audio. Okay, as the year winds down, let's take a look at one of our audios. Tell me what audios from this past year, however you've been here, has stood out as your favorites. Which one withstood the test of time? You're asking about our spank banks. And I love this conversation. The audios that always set me off. And mind you, I hate doing this sometimes because people do get butthurt if they're not mentioned. Especially of the people that you talk to on a regular basis. So mind you, to the people that I do speak to on a regular basis, I love you dearly. This doesn't mean that the quality of your audio is anything less. Honorable mention, of course, is TYO, because this is one of the audios I started listening to at first. So, this is audio he did about giving his girly oral, and it was so, so good. And it's still, if I can't come to any other audios, I can just play that, and it'll just set me off. And the same goes for Morning Little Spoon by Bourbon Neat. Super Happy Death Squad, another oral audio. I'm seeing another trend. Another oral audio. They're just so good, and when you're listening to it, you can actually kind of feel it. And Tarkus Trooper, who did a tripping audio. She doesn't get as many mentions as she probably should, but those are some of my favorites, my go-tos. And there was a request that I made ages ago. And this isn't necessarily regarding, like, sex audios, but about me needing to be fucked against a wall and then the fact that I was cold. And some of the responses that I got in PMs as well as on GWA were just so good. So good, and made me feel so happy. So, let's see here. Finally, in the vein of expected and cheesy questions, who on the subreddit GWA in real life are you grateful for? In the holiday spirit, let's give some love. Okay. I am grateful for No Name, Your Little Slut, and Burner for their patience and their friendship and their laughs. Llewellyn for being my little gamer buddy. Let's see here. Haggis. Because just. In my real life, I'm grateful for my colleagues who reach out and make sure I'm okay when they haven't heard from me, and know that when I am busy and then when I am working, that I'll come around. For my grandmother, who is psychic, I swear to God, because I can be missing something or needing something and not asking for it, and she'll reach out and take care of me. So yeah, I hope that you guys have a wonderful Thanksgiving, that somebody in your family brings up something just real awkward, that there is an awkward silence, and you have plenty of booze to wash it down with.